My name is Yuri Lowenthal.
My name is Travis Sintel.
And you are awaited.
You are awaited.
One more time.
Has
one last time.
A Fury Road podcast where two grown men who have liked each other in the past got together for a year and explored their relationship.
A year?
A year.
What did we do during that year?
52 weeks.
What did we do?
We watched, well, we explored our relationship, got to know each other better, through the lens of machismo, explosions, fire, and blood. Also, we watched 4 minutes at a time of the film Mad Max Fury Road.
For a year?
For a year. For a year. We discussed
it. A year?
A year. We broke it down.
1 year?
A full year.
One movie?
On the Fury Road.
1 year.
Two people.
One movie, 1 year.
Two men.
Two men enter.
1 year leaves.
1 year.
That's what happened.
Oh, guys, this is... Because we've got really no much of the movie... No much. We've
well,
got no much of the movie left. We've got
this
the...
is the credits. This is the last credit sequence. We said we were going to finish the film. We have finished the film.
I guess I should get to the end of the credits. I didn't think to line it up to the...
Can I be honest with you? I was
don't
gonna
care.
I was going to pretend that we'd watched it.
Totally watched it.
We should have talked
about
it.
We did.
Oh,
in essence, we just watched it.
We actually just did. We should have talked about that before. I don't like to lie to people.
So when we talk about doing the final credits, we mean not really the final credits for the movie, but the final credits for the show.
That's kind of what I was thinking. But I was also going to pretend that I had watched the final credits with you prior to recording this.
But
we forgot to say that to you. Mm-hmm. And then here we are.
But we don't have to pretend because we just did.
Well, true. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Okay.
No, right. I was looking at something, but it had nothing to do with... Don't worry about it.
Okay. So I had a couple ideas about...
The piano's been drinking, not me.
I had a couple ideas about how we could go about this
final
podcast.
Well, why don't we just figure it out live?
Jesus Christ.
Rather than trying to...
Why are we so bad at this?
God forbid we should start now.
Why are we so bad at podcasting,
to start to actually plan what we're going to do.
Is my hoodie on inside out?
Oh, you know, no, it might be.
This is ridiculous. We've gone off the rails
now
already.
They think that we got naked and you had to put your shirt
I
back
know.
On your shirt's on inside out
oh,
and then you know your parents
everything.
Show up and you're like, why is your shirt on inside out?
Me don't
worry
and Yuri,
about we're doing a podcast.
I want to say to our listeners first that you took a dumb idea and made it really fun for us, and I really am grateful, genuinely, to everyone who tweeted
Me
us,
too.
Who even just listened, and we don't even know
who
about.
Who listened, who got in touch, who responded, who threw out their own theories and ideas, who called us out when we were wrong all the time.
Just mostly me. I got called out
no,
the most.
It was equal.
Yuri.
It was equal.
Yuri.
It was equal.
All right.
We gotta
it's
share
nice
responsibility
of you to say that,
on
but
this.
I really feel like I forgot to turn the heater off. Again, sound quality. We're very good at podcasting, guys.
So good.
So thanks for the listeners.
We thought it
was a funny idea. We thought we'd start doing. I didn't do the math, so I didn't know it would take so long. I thought it was going to be like a couple weeks of, this would be a fun thing. And
right.
then Yuri did the math. He was like, this is like 40-something weeks of movie.
It's 30-something weeks if we just do the 4 minutes.
Right.
But then we managed to get some really amazing guests on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that's the part where it turned for me. When people from the film started to agree to talk to us, I thought, oh, this is actually a good... And someone referred to it as a good, I don't know what to say canon, but like a good scrapbook for the film or an extra piece of the Mad Max pie. And so we've inserted ourselves into the Mad Max universe in a strange way. And that makes me happy.
Me too.
Also, coming into this, I'd never seen any of the Mad Max films. And now I've seen all of them. The last
one.
This
is a hugely educational experience for both of us.
Yes.
I learned to sort of figure out why I like something as much as I like something. It was an exploration of that for me. I know I've mentioned it before, but I have finally, I've always either just liked or not liked something, and then when somebody says, well, what did you like about it, or somebody even more has you know, attacked the film, or attacked something that I liked and I didn't know how to defend it.
With your fists.
This is with my, you know, in the past it's always been with my fists, and now it's with my words.
The fists of Yuri.
Fists of Yuri.
Has that come up before?
No.
No one's ever said Fists of Yuri?
No, which is amazing, because I love Bruce Lee.
Wow!
Yeah.
I feel really proud of myself right now, because that feels like an obvious thing that you would
have heard
before. I
feel like the fuckingest guy ever.
Oh, yeah. You're the fuckingest guy ever. You're a super fuckingest guy.
Yeah.
I think it's smart, though. I think learning to dissect why you like something is an important skill to have. I think being able to parse out the elements, knowing you like something generally, but then to be able to figure out specifically why you like it, is a good skill.
Also, the idea that when you create something, as we've created this podcast out of thin air, if you go with what you love, not worrying about whether other people care, it's amazing the things you come up with.
Yeah.
And that applies to everything, I think. You know, when you try to think of, oh, well, what podcast will people want to hear? What's going to be popular?
You would never come up with this.
And arguably, we're not a popular podcast, but...
More popular than I could have expected.
But I'm so happy. When people talk to me, you know, recently when they've been like, well, what are you working on? What are you excited about? All the stuff that I've been working on that arguably... You know, people would rank above an unpaid podcast that you just did with your friend that you don't even know how many people are listening to, would fall way to the bottom of that list.
Yeah.
But guess what? That's the first thing. I'm like, listen to the podcast. This is the most fun I'm having now.
Yeah.
And, you know...
Yeah, I totally get
to
it.
To the point where I even forgot to tell you that I was in the Mad Max video game because I was so excited about this podcast.
That's really weird, by the way. A couple people have tweeted at me or messaged me and been like, wait, Yuri never told you he was one of the leads in the Mad Max video game? I was like, no, he never did. That's super weird
but
to me.
But arguably, I'm not one of the leads. I mean, when you think about the people...
I would say inarguably, you're one of the leads.
The guy who runs the fucking murder dome with the Lighty Boy comments has more dialogue than I do and more screen time than I do.
You're the main villain in the game, Yuri. What are you talking about? You're the main villain in the game. Because the ostensible main overlord boss you think is dead the whole game.
That is a really weird storytelling device.
Yeah, it's super strange.
When you think about it.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But... de facto, you become the main villain of the game, which is, in any video game, a main character. Also the most memorable in terms of design and... whatever, I'm not going to jerk you off here. I'm just saying, it's great, your performance is awesome, the character's great, and you didn't tell me you're in it, which... And you'd think in 51 weeks it would have come up at some point. By the way, Travis, did you know I have a major part in this video game?
You know, I thought that I told you.
You had said like, oh, I did. You think? I worked on the game. Which I was like, okay, cool. He went in and did like a.
But here's the thing: I might have told you that I played this character Stankum, but back then that would not have stuck.
We have a record of it, and I promise you, you didn't. You're like, I did some work. Oh, I worked on the Mad Max video game. You mentioned that certainly, but the way the layman hears that, I guess to the voiceover community, you'd hear, oh, I did one of the voices of the characters. What I understood that to be is you did like screams and stuff in the background.
Right.
Because I don't know your world, man.
It's true.
I don't know your world of Fire and Blood. I just know that you
that shows that you and I are good friends in this industry. Because when I go to places, when I go to, you know, events, and I'm talking to people in this industry, and I'm not really close with them, we always end up talking about work and what are you working on? What are you working on? Oh, well, and then you got to make yourself feel important by saying, well, I just, you know, did this and that. We don't need that.
Have you ever said, I just played stank gum in a video game?
Nope.
Yeah, that's not a phrase that you'd ever say.
Nope.
So, because that doesn't sound cool.
See, then back to this, you know, this podcast being, me being as proud of this podcast as almost anything that I've ever done.
Except for your son.
That in my career, I got to play Superman. Mm. I got to do the voice of a stormtrooper in a Star Wars movie. Mm. And I got to play a character in the Mad Max video game in the canon. Right?
This is impressive.
And I don't mention those things, but I mention this podcast?
Yeah.
All the time to everyone?
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I don't bring up that other stuff?
You played a stormtrooper.
There was this dude in the suit who wasn't me.
But you played a stormtrooper.
Yeah.
And I could hear your voice.
There you go. People want us to talk about Rogue One,
I'll give you 5 minutes on it.
Okay, we'll take 5 minutes.
Let's go ahead. I mean, I say we should take five minutes.
Okay, we'll take 5 minutes to because we haven't broken that down. We've trashed The Force Awakens so often in the past. I went into Rogue One going, this is going to be, especially with the reshoots and all the stuff I'd heard about before, and all that, and just because of how critical I was of The Force Awakens, I was not expecting to like it. And I liked it the first time that I went and saw it, and then I went and saw it a second time, and I liked it even more. Mm-hmm. I was trying to pick it apart a little more to see if maybe the first time I saw it, it was just like, oh, well, I tangentially was involved in it. Maybe I'm riding that. But it actually makes so much more sense than The Force Awakens. And I would have loved a little more backstory and a little more justification for all the characters, but there were so many characters. How did they kill them in the end.
I love
Spoiler alert.
Well, you should have said that before. You said the...
Too late. If you're, you know what? If you're listening to our podcast... You already know, or you don't care because you're such a Fury Road fan.
I could feel the reshoots...
Talk to me because... Yeah.
Aggressively.
Yeah.
A couple things. And listen, I don't...
Because I respect your commentary. I love your commentary so much. I've been waiting for this moment for you to hear what your thoughts are.
I thought it was okay. The idea that there's two... This is what it felt like to me. It felt like the screenwriters were piecing together a way to keep the story going long enough. So, for example, Mads Mikkelsen's character sends a confidential message to his daughter that's in the hands of Saul Guerrera.
Right.
And it says, you got to get the plans for the Death Star. Mm. He could just say, here's the
plans.
Yeah, or just say, hey, fire two proton torpedoes into the exhaust shaft. It'll blow up the whole thing. It's a trap.
That they had to go to that outpost to find him was a stretch for me.
That whole go to find her dad thing, it could be cut from the movie with no change.
Agreed.
And the 100%. The thing is, it's not an inevitable part of that story. You don't have to tell a story that way. You can make it make sense, I think. Mm-hmm. So that I bumped on that. And then the third act of the film, listen, great action, awesome sequences. Mm. If you take a second to think about what each of the characters are doing, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Like you can tell they went in the reshoots and go, well, what happens to the other five members of the team?
Right.
And so what...
We've got to come up with something for them to do.
Literally, here's what happens. For reasons that are completely illogical... They have Riz going to connect a wire to a thing.
Oh, I know. That's
they have
that's
Donnie Yen going to flip a switch.
Yeah, no, it's egregious.
It really is.
But just make them do something.
Give them something to do.
If Riz and Donnie Yen weren't great actors, it would have fallen flat. And they still found a way to make it exciting, interesting, and poignant.
Yeah, it's not boring, but story-wise, it's stretching. The third act's only good if you ignore what the characters are doing.
Yeah.
And even Felicity Jones and Diego Luna, even those characters are, they're going
you gotta,
to
you
take
gotta go
a thing
get a thumb
by
drive
hand
yeah.
to send it up to
go
a thing
and put
to
it, and then you gotta go flip another switch. It's a bunch of switches getting flipped, really.
It really is, from a screenwriting perspective, it's just, hey, give him something to do, I don't give a shit.
And if you didn't have K2SO, who steals the film from everyone involved.
Good old Alan
Thanks,
Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk. Not the first time he's played a robot. iRobot. He was the robot in iRobot.
I didn't
know that. Yes, he was.
Interesting.
Yes, he was.
Good old Alan Tudyk.
Good old pirate Alan Tudyk. Firefly Alan Tudyk.
Yep, I like him.
Con man Alan Tudyk. He's the best droid of the series.
Yeah. Because he's not cute.
Yeah. I would argue that that he is... And here's a guy who goes back to, the first Star Wars movie. And I would argue that he is better and funnier and more poignant than R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Yeah, I thought he was great.
And the only character that, when they die at the end, you shed a real tear over.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, two things. One, good character. Two, the first one to go. And so you go, oh.
Sure.
Huh.
Yeah.
I was really pleased that they killed everybody. I thought that was a really clever, strong move. And I know from talking to, or reading, I guess, blogs about this and talking to people, but the original script had the lead surviving.
I would love to know more about what that original version looked like before Tony Gilroy came in.
Yeah, well, that's a whole different thing. Because even when Gareth Edwards was still helming it, as far as I've read online... they wrote a version of the script where the characters survive, and then they went, can we do that? Because they just assumed they couldn't.
Right.
Because Disney would be like, no, you can't kill all your leads.
Right.
For merchandising and sequels and stuff. Like, there's no
sequel. Because the sequel was the first film. Yeah.
So, I guess we can kill everyone? And so they sort of gradually started killing off characters and rewrites, and no one said anything, and eventually they kept waiting for a note to say, Can you give us a shot of Diego Luna and Felicity Jones like safe somewhere so we know that they're alive?
Right.
And they never got that note, and they filmed it, and it was great. So
okay, well, that's got to be 5 minutes, so I'm going to wrap it up with this question.
Yes.
Did you like it better than The Force Awakens?
Yes.
That's all I care about.
I did.
Moving on.
Great.
This is just us trying to extend the life of this last... I feel very desperate right now.
I know. I see it in your eyes.
You do, don't you? There's fear.
I see it. Well, I think we should just say this, that we should talk about... There's one bit of business I want to cover, and R.E. Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay, yeah.
But also, I don't...
Was it the one that I was supposed to remind you?
No, I had forgotten.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
That's great.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You know what? Can I just do that now? I'll forget. Well, you remember?
Yeah, do it. No, do it now because I don't even remember what I was supposed to remind you about. I just thought I was supposed to remind you of something.
I want
to
say this is okay. That I realized.
I'm pouring more bourbon in the.
Please, you're
drinking today.
You're.
I mean, come on. It's. What time is it?
Almost 11.
Almost 11 a.m.
Yeah. We have had a lot of guests on and asked them to plug things. And I realized that we never plugged anything. And I would like to plug something. If that's okay.
Oh, and I usually plug this podcast, but I can't because I know, it's literally the podcast.
And I realize I've never done it before, but I...
But you just did something very something super cool that I can't wait to...
I'm not even going to plug that. I'll say that.
Are you allowed to?
Yeah, no.
Okay, then I won't. Then I won't. Guys, watch TV.
Yeah, watch TV next year. And we'll do a follow-up episode once it gets announced if it's going to happen. But okay. I'm an author, and I wrote some books.
Have we ever talked about that?
No. And I realize I'm dumb about career stuff. But if you've enjoyed this podcast, it's been free and it's been exciting. But I would love it if you would consider going to buy one of my books. That's all I wanted to say. You can go to...
Tell them the titles of the books.
One is called Fluid, and one is called In the Shadow of Freedom. Fluid's the one I would prefer you to buy. It's a digital download. It's super simple. You can go to www.fluidthebook.com. It's all information there. That's all I want to say.
But In the Shadow of Freedom, let me interject and comment on that because you're not going to comment on it yourself, apparently.
I will not.
Is an amazing true story that when I met the guy that Travis wrote it about and heard him speak and read the book, and you're not going to believe that, A, this hasn't been made into a movie yet, but B, that this is actually something that happened.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy story, you guys. It's really interesting and good. And we just had the screenplay rights option and some more screenplay based on it.
Great.
We'll see. So maybe that'll
happen. Is that same actor that really, really wants to do it?
Nope, different guy. Different team. But you know, who knows? Fingers crossed on that. Mm-hmm. But check out my website, travisintel.com. You can follow me on Facebook. Twitter, Travis Sintel, TravisSentell. But check out, honestly, it would be such a help to me if you would check out fluidthebook.com and just buy a copy. It's like $7.
It's unlike anything that you've ever read.
Thank you. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. I've been neglecting that and realizing on the drive over here, I'm like, I never even plugged anything. I should plug something. So I did it. Do you want to plug something, Yuri?
I usually plug this podcast.
You can't plug the podcast.
I can't plug
anymore.
The podcast. Okay, yes, no, I would like to.
I would like you to. I would invite you here in this moment.
When I look at things that I've created that I'm super proud of, I still go back to a web series that my wife and I produced. Travis Stevens was the director on. So many people that you may or may not have heard of. Anyway. It's a web series called Shelf Life. If you go to shelflifeseries.com, it is like a live action version of Toy Story, only we say fuck a lot more in
great
it.
Pitch.
Thank you.
It's one of my favorite pitches for a thing.
Thank you.
Because you instantly get it and you're like, cool, that sounds cool.
Yeah. And if you start at season one, know that as we get through season four, the production values, the everything gets bigger and bigger and better, and we learn more, and it's...
They spent $1.5 million per episode.
Per episode.
So production value is super high, but they have a lot of cost to recoup.
You know, it looks like that, and yet we didn't spend that.
Don't tell them that.
I mean, we totally spent... If you're a producer and you're looking to buy the show, because nobody has really been interested, there is also a steampunk short film that we produced out there called Topsy McGee versus the Sky Pirates. I think if you Google it, that'll come up. Or if you just go to monkeykingdomproductions.com, that is my wife and my production company. We're always doing fun stuff.
They are. They're always doing fun stuff, you guys.
It's true.
It's true.
You know what? Go to monkeymayhemhub.com. That has our publishing arm, our production arm, all that stuff.
Great.
And I make us sound really important, and we're just a husband and wife in a house who bought some websites and make... You know, tell interesting stories.
And make stuff. So,
but go and check it out. It's
MonkeyMayhemHub.com. MonkeyMayhemHub.com.
And FluidTheBook.com.
Great. Moving on. We did it.
So we did it. We asked
me
all of our guests to do that, and we've never done that.
Yeah. It feels like a nice final
and go
ask.
And you're at Travis Sintel, right?
Yeah,
on Twitter. And I'm at Yuri Lowenthal.
And Instagram also.
YuriLowenthal.com is my website.
I'm much more active on Instagram than Twitter, sadly enough. But
you take... here's the thing. I always am commenting on how what an amazing photographer Travis is, and he'll post this amazing photo from like Cuba or somewhere, and I'll be like, I didn't even know you went to Cuba. He's like, yeah, you know, I went to. If you wanna see the world, see it through Travis's Instagram feed.
The reason we're recording this today is I'm leaving for India on Sunday. It's gonna be great.
That's why we had to finish it up.
Yeah.
When you come back from India, I'll have come up with more excuses for us to record.
I can't wait. Well, let me
this sound like the end, but then I have to make myself feel better by saying this isn't the end.
This is the stage of grief.
This is denial.
Yeah, I feel it. Here's my Mad Max.
Anger is coming next.
Oh shit! Let me ask you about some Mad Max.
Okay, let's talk about Fury Road.
To go into, I want to ask you. As the world has gone on since this movie's come out. This movie came out about a year and change ago, year and a half ago. The world's substantially different, I think, today than it was a year and a half ago.
We are looking at this Fury Road coming true.
So tell me about that. I mean, how prescient is the film? How relevant is it? Is it more relevant now than it was a year and a half ago? How is the film, also, addendum question to that, how do you think this film is going to fare in 20 years? Go.
I think it's unfair to ask me how this film is going to do in 20 years, because I think it's a modern masterpiece, and I think in 20 years it will only be more popular than it was now.
Okay.
So that is my answer to that question. My answer to the other question, unfortunately, is I think it's much more relevant and far more prescient than we thought. I would like to believe that I am just being alarmist. Mm-hmm. But with the current administration coming in, we're in America, by the way, for those of you who don't know.
America,
which apparently is going to be great again, which is going to be awesome, because I thought it was great before.
No, you have to make it great again.
You have to make it great again.
You know, it doesn't just get great again.
Now, if you were to define make it great again, what do you think they're talking about?
Oh, denying women and minorities the right to vote, as I'm assuming.
That would be great.
Yeah, it would be really great.
Also, for you and me, because we're white males.
If we could strip reproductive rights away from women and deny them access to basic health care, that would be really cool.
You know what?
What?
I think you're in luck, because I think that's going to happen.
Great news, guys. That's great. That's great. Also, I think cutting all public health policies, making sure that lower income people can't have access to health care, taking all that money and using it to build a wall that's what I think would be great.
Also trying to remove any oversight of
For sure
to suppressing
the media dissent,
the media and public displays
goes without saying that would be great.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It leads right into Philip K. Dick territory.
Big time.
Yeah.
No doubt. Also to Mad Max territory.
To Mad Max territory.
Which is a deification. I
know
of
you're a big PKD head, so yeah.
I am a PKD war boy. I'm a PKD war boy.
You are.
No, it's an authoritarian cult-like figure. Not that we have that. I'm not saying that. But but there's the making.
Shout out to Immortan Trump at Immortan Trump.
Yeah, yeah. Is it Immortan Donald?
Is it Immortan Donald? Anyway, you know who you are.
Yeah. Also,
you can find it on our Twitter feed. We follow him.
Fucking the worst podcasters ever. We follow him though. We retweet him when he mocks our podcast.
Yeah.
Which deservedly so.
Yeah.
In the last instance.
But yes, authority figure.
But I think we're seeing the vestiges of how people are. And I think the reason we respond so aggressively to Mad Max Fury Road is that we recognize the humanity in it. No one is behaving in ways that feel unnatural to us. It all feels believable and possible that this is how this world would develop and how these people would react. And Nux, as a obsequious war boy, feels like very much a human being to us and to people who watch the film. So there is a sense that in human history and in the human DNA, there is a possibility of succumbing to an authoritarian regime willingly and eagerly.
But you know where I see hope in this movie then, and where I find it when I...
Women.
Women. But when I, when I think about current times and I get depressed and I try to think of good things to make me be able to sleep at night, I look at Nux's journey. And I see that there is room for somebody who is full of hatred to be turned around.
Yeah.
It's very hard to, in our insular groups where we're just, sort of fed the same doctrine over and over, to think of the, I've almost given up on believing that you can change your outlook, change your view.
Great point.
And having argued this with people who have opposing views, which I think is healthy and important, I love the idea of looking at a journey where somebody so full of hatred can be brought about to a different viewpoint.
That's a really great point.
That, I mean, to look at Mad Max Fury Road and go, oh, this is a film full of hope and positivity is is a weird thing to think of on the surface when you look at it.
Well, also in an era and a time period of increasing religious fundamentalism, every country is becoming more fundamentalist in there, or more divided. So there's a strong secular bent in every country, and there's a strong fundamentalist, return to fundamentalism bent happening across the world. But to see a story about a guy moving away from fundamentalism to secularism is beautiful, and done in a way that's not, you know, preachy or, you know, annoying. Just says, hey, here's a real person going on a real journey. Awesome. Awesome to see that. And I think very relevant, and will become increasingly relevant. I think if you look at Israel Today, USA Today, not the magazines, or the
magazines, but the actual... I was just about to say, really?
Yeah.
Really? Over the New York Times? The Washington Post? Yeah. The USA Today?
I'm telling you, that's the one. there is a strong schism happening in the belief communities. And it makes me nervous. It makes me nervous, and I think we see that in this film, the end result of it. And we don't want to live in a wasteland, you guys. We're getting very political.
No, I know. I know, but
it's how we are.
It's kind of, yeah.
It's who we are as people. I can't, but
here's the thing. I've never been really political before. This time is forced. It's his time.
Do you think it's the time, your son, or both?
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
When you have a kid, I have to imagine that you're all of a sudden...
I look at it through a different lens, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Looking at the future as opposed to just your selfish present.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because I think of him first and foremost now, which is interesting. I always just sort of thought of me.
Yeah.
But it's different for me.
Yeah.
I can't help but think of him and teaching him. You know, more than what he's going to go through, how I'm going to lead him through this. What can I teach him?
Well, just show him this movie over and over again.
Right.
He'll get it.
That is absolute. Trust me.
He'll probably figure it out.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Considering that when he was just a few months old and it was Halloween because of when he was born, he was born in June. So at Halloween, I had him custom made a little grill to go over his face like Max.
That's so great.
And if I wasn't so particular about posting public photos of my son online, I would have posted all the photos of him.
Yeah.
And mounted on him in the baby carrier, like mounted on the front of Nux's car.
That's so great.
I mean, I'm sad that I didn't have the commitment to shave my head and paint myself up like a war boy and make it look like I was Nux driving the car.
I think that's okay.
You, Julie? I appreciate that because I hate myself for
not doing
it.
There's such a thing as too much commitment to an idea. And I think that at a certain point you tip over and it becomes less cool.
Okay.
I don't know if that would have been
Then I feel better about myself.
Good. That was the goal.
I also want to
follow up by saying I don't know if that would have been too far, but there's a possibility it would have been. And you could have been that sort of old weird dude dressed as a war boy going around Hollywood.
Speaking of going too far and showing photos, does this mean, now that we're at the end, are you going to post that photo?
Yeah, it's
of
time.
The tattoo of you?
I'll do it right now.
You do it right now
I'll tweet it right now. Yeah.
I love you so much right now.
Fill some time while I tweet this.
I got to find it. You know, for those of you who are just tuning in now, which is nobody, This is our last photo. This is, I know.
Yeah.
That Travis, as a result of a bet that he made with a friend, his friend had to get Travis's face as a cat tattooed on his lower back.
Yeah, I got a war cat.
A war cat
on my back.
Not on your back.
No, sorry. A war cat on his back.
On his back.
Figure out what this is.
I've been waiting, because he won't even show me this photo, but he said if 10 of you guys...
Eight of you did.
Not even 10. We couldn't even get 10 people to commit to wanting to see Travis's face as a cat tattooed on somebody's lower. Even if you didn't follow the podcast and didn't know who Travis was, you want to see that. Come on.
I'm having a hard time figuring out how to post pictures on
Twitter.
That's
okay. It'll happen.
Yeah, it'll happen.
It's happening right now. It's sort of, maybe.
We'll figure it out.
By the time this goes live,
for sure it'll figure have it happened. Out. Yes.
Because I'll have gotten on his case about it.
It'll say witness me, and it'll be funny. You guys will laugh.
At you are awaited on Twitter.
Yeah, I guess follow us.
If you don't have
a
Twitter account, I mean, we don't, based on the amount of downloads and listens for this podcast, not everybody is on Twitter or follows us on Twitter, but if you want to see the photo, do it. Also, we're gonna post a fun little video after we do this of something that you'll appreciate.
Yes.
So go to @youareawaited. We'll post a short video.
I found it.
You found it?
Posting it.
Oh, you're... This is just... It's just getting better and better.
There. Done. It's posted. So that happened live. You guys have already seen it now, but that's when it happened. Was right there.
Okay.
It's my face as a cat. It's beautiful. It's goddamn beautiful.
It makes me... You know what? Here, I have to get my phone and look, because I've never seen the photo.
Ah, yeah. Take a look. It's really gorgeous.
Okay.
We're tweeting at each other from our own account.
This is...
I do have a last question going out of this podcast.
Okay.
Which is, how do you think Mad Max Fury Road has impacted filmmaking, the culture, and sort of the...
I can only hope that everybody who was thinking about making a movie or in the middle of making a movie, when they saw this movie, went, oh shit, we have to step up our game. This is a new benchmark.
It really is. And I think it's a testament to... You have to have a lot of ideas to make a great film. Like, you have to just cram in ideas and don't be lazy about filmmaking. Like, really work hard at it, because it pays off and it shows, I think.
Yeah.
The subtle things you think aren't worth your time, obviously are worth your time.
I would agree.
Did you find it?
100%. Tweets aren't loading right now, but... Oh, wait. Wow!
Yeah, that's my face.
He's opening up... What is that, a bottle of...
It's a bottle of Jameson. The drinking contest was based around Jameson.
I'd say I'm a little disappointed in that it doesn't look like you as much as... Well, no, hold on. I'm literally holding it up to...
I can do a side-by-side.
Just that, yeah.
I have a picture of me side-by-side with
oh,
the tattoo.
Oh, do you really? Okay.
Maybe I'll tweet that one too, because fuck it, we're on tilt right now.
It's still...
Shit.
Mostly, I can't believe that he went through with it.
Yeah, I'm a little stunned.
I'm just going to say, as much as I love you and as close as we are and as much as we're friends...
Yes.
If we had made that bet and I had lost, I would have gone, fuck
well,
you.
Well, I would have said, as I said to him, you can renege on this bet if you'd like. Here we go. Here's a side-by-side I'm about to post.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's really disgusting.
Holy, it's gross.
Yeah.
And it's weird in a way that makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Wait till you see this one. It is real gross. Here's me posing next to my own body.
Oh, God.
All right. This is all happening.
Oh, wow. It's, wow.
Yeah, that is a gross thing, right?
That is... Wow.
Well, guys, if this doesn't spur your interest...
Actually, you know what? That picture of you with your hands like little cat claws?
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
It's cute, right?
Guys, we promised you, and we did it.
It took us a year to deliver.
It took us a year to deliver, and we couldn't even get 10 people to commit. But fuck you.
Kudos to us, BT Dubs, for doing a full year on the Yuri Road. That was our goal. We achieved it.
We did.
We're sad, we're maudlin, we're sentimental, but we did it.
And I wish I could say, guys, here's the big surprise reveal, this is the movie we're doing next. But I think it would dishonor the podcast if we just said, oh, there's another movie like Fury Road.
Yeah, because also it wasn't like, let's find a movie to do this with. We were inspired to do it by the film.
Yeah.
It came about the right way. It wasn't like, we want to do a podcast, we have an idea that we'll do a movie at a time. Let's find one. It was like, you know, we got to talk about this movie a lot. Let's do a podcast.
You and I both love movies. We could ostensibly pick any movie
Force
and
Awakens.
Do this. Yeah, but that would be just a sad, horrible podcast.
Yeah.
But this film was so good that it moved us to talk about it for a year.
Yeah. And thanks to the people who made the film who are still listening, if you are, like, the idea that you could make something that would inspire people to think harder and deeper, more deeply about the world and about art is awesome.
Travis, for those who are counting and who are good at math, they're like, but wait a minute, this is only episode 51. Of the episodes.
Oh yeah.
What about what? Tell them what.
Well, we finished the credits today, and so we finished officially
finished
our
the,
journey.
By finished the credits, we don't mean the actual credits of the movie. We don't. I mean, not to disrespect anybody who we didn't cover.
We watched the credits.
No, we did.
Right.
But we didn't address every single person who was in the credits.
We're not going to read the credits. You guys have it at home. You can go read it.
Right.
But our goal was to finish the film, and we did that today.
We did.
We have one slot left.
What's going to happen with this song?
Well, you guys are in for a treat, because we had this idea.
Is it a treat?
I think it's a treat.
Okay.
I think it's a disastrous treat. Should I just tell them what we did? What we're doing?
I think you absolutely should.
Okay, cool. Next week, you have to tune in, because Yuri and I are going to record our own commentary to the film. So you'll start the film with us, and we're going to go back through, basically, hopefully, all of the podcast, recap a lot of stuff. Talk through it. Yuri will probably get drunk.
Definitely
drunk. And we're going to do our own commentary.
Day
so
drunk.
You guys can start the film. Hopefully you can listen to it in the car as a normal podcast. But
you're
also,
not going to get drunk with me? Is that what you're saying?
I have. It's more early, and I have a lot of things to do.
Good work. Good work. I'm just an actor.
Yeah.
Drinking in the morning is something that people should.
You're just a father.
I'm just a father and an actor.
Oh boy. Yeah.
So basically, we're forcing them to watch the movie again.
We are encouraging them,
forcing
and inspiring them
at gunpoint
to watch the film again and rekindle their love and enjoyment of the film through the eyes of two people who now I would say know the film very well. Mm-hmm. And who love it very, very much. So that's that'll be our parting gift to you guys. Is an actual commentary from the guys you've spent graciously a year listening to.
Right, if you haven't heard enough.
Yeah, right, one more time.
Watch the movie and
it'll be a fun recap of just the whole film and also touch base with some things that we've learned and to relitigate some points that we maybe didn't cover.
I don't think repeat too much of the stuff you've already heard.
Yeah,
so
Great. So I think I just want to say thanks. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for indulging us. I never planned for this contingency.
Yeah. Here's having an existential
crisis. That we would be
crisis.
Done. The film is so glorious, I just assumed this would go on forever.
Well, please know that we will rekindle this.
We love you.
We love you.
I mean, I love you.
I love you.
We love you. And if there's anything we've learned, it's that we've got to find some... Well, but it's got to be organic. Something's going to come up or it isn't, but just know that I will be looking for something.
Yeah.
Now that I know how good this can be,
yeah,
I'll be looking for something.
It's too good.
It's too good.
It feels so right.
Please come back from India.
I'll come back alive. We'll
come
do a thing.
Come back alive from India.
Although, if I don't, what a lovely last thing to leave the world.
Oh my God! For your family and for all your friends.
Oh, yeah.
When you're dead.
What's his legacy? A year-long podcast about a film.
And that's Fury Road.
So good. That's cool. Good job, bro.
Good job. Right.
You really did something.
You didn't. You build hospitals in Africa, or you did a year-long podcast on Mad Max Fury Road.
We did a thing. Well, we'll be back next week with the commentary, and then after that, guys, we'll be back sporadically.
Yeah, let's say, you know, as things arise, because it's the end, but maybe it's not the end.
It's the end of our podcast, there'll be possible bonus episodes. So yeah. Leave us in your feed.
We've reached out to a lot of people who never got back to us. Maybe after Travis dies in India, and this podcast becomes like a thing, all of a sudden, people will reach out and go, you know what, I really wanted to get back to you about
that. Please don't capitalize on my death.
Guess what? If you die in India,
I
will not do any more episodes of this podcast.
Thanks.
I will not do that.
I guess. God, this is a very macabre sentiment there.
But we got to end that. I mean, you know, I've thought since we began, I've had ideas as to how this would end. Mm-hmm. And none of them are, I don't know.
Just goes out with you know what? Goes out with a slow pan up.
Not with a bang, but with a whimper?
Yeah, not a whimper, but a slow, majestic pan up. A confident...
Wipe?
Wipe from the screen. Just a confident wipe. A confident, we did the right thing. We said what we came here to say. We've left no stone unturned. We have conquered the film Mad Max. We've explored it on your behalf and for ours. We have done the deed with grace, majesty, and dignity.
My name is Yuri Lowenthal.
My name is Travis Sintel.
And you are awaited.
Well, ain't we a pair? Raggedy Man. Goodbye, soldier.